You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV, copyright 2024, Proximo, Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
You heard us talk yesterday about how dangerous we think it is that Stugatz gets and has freedom. I don't even know, honest to God, Mike, as I say this, I don't know how DraftKings is sponsoring Stupidity already. I have no working knowledge, and I don't think our CEO does either. But Abby told us yesterday, his wife, that she fears him with freedom. And so here we are, and this segment was supposed to start with Stugatz's ride into work, is how we were going to do this today. And everyone is here except for Stugatz. How is it possible that he's late for simply getting into his car? He's late here every day, Mike, every single day. In the history of doing this show, I'm always here before him. We've never even met at the door at the same time. And this is a frustration and a resentment that Wilbon and Kornheiser have. Wilbon is always keeping Kornheiser waiting because Wilbon is always getting a sandwich late. Where is Stugatz? Why is he not here on time? Why is it so hard for him to be on time? And what's going to happen to this entire show and everything around us because Stugatz is always late and he can't be trusted with freedom?
Well, you'll be happy to know that a phone number just popped into the Zoom. My guess is he had to download the Zoom app. But he is there now, late to his own drive into the studio segment. Stugatz, can you hear me?
I can, right on time. What do you mean? Waze has me there at 9:02 a.m., boys.
How are we doing today, Stu? What do we got first? Maybe a little coffee stop on the way? Did you leave early enough for a little coffee stop?
Nah, Dan usually gets the coffee for me. So hopefully he has that ready. Is Dan in there already? What's he doing?
So there's some confusion because Dan does this thing in the late afternoon, evening where he's exclusively on iPad. And we have one member of our team that doesn't have an iPhone. So group chat text messages are hit or miss when it comes to Dan. It's specifically said in the group chat, Dan come in at 9. But Dan was actually here before you for a segment that you were exclusively supposed to feature in.
Really? Okay. So anyway, Mike, this is, I have no idea what you just said. Listen, I have big news, Mike. To my right, I am looking at the eighth hole as I leave my development here. To the left is the ninth hole. That means, Mike, we are just merely two holes away from the scene of the greatest golf shot in the history of golf. The 120-yard par 3 11th hole where Mike stuck a driver 2 inches from the cup. How about that, Michael?
I love how much you reference that. But one of the things that I'm worried about Dan's presence here.
Oh, wait, hold on. There's the Russian walking his dog. Hold on.
Ah,
the Russian.
Yes. Say hi.
Yeah, this Russian guy walks his dog, and there's an expectation when you're walking your dog that you must interact with him. And even pre-COVID, I never interacted with him. I mean, the guy's just annoying. There, and now he is walking with another Russian. I mean, I'm a couple of Ruskies cutting it up. All
right. Amazing. So this very clearly has its own theme.
And there's Luongo! Oh, Luongo! Everyone's walking the dog.
Dan, you and I need to get out of the way because this was one of the more popular local hours we've ever done. The container needs to drive, and your fat face in this Zoom makes everybody think the default is you drive. We're getting out of the way. The shipping container, it seems as though Stugatz is already fired up in rare form.
I need more Stugatz. Just paint the picture of the golf course, that morning dew glistening.
When I drive out, I pass the third hole every time, and it's just it's glistening. But it's a bit overcast today. I'm already out of the development. I've made a right here on the University Drive, and I am passing the temple that Dan never showed up to for my daughter's bat mitzvah. But Mike Roy and everyone else in there was cutting it up, having a time of our life, drinking tequila. I have an ice sculpture. Remember that, Michael?
Can I just, for 1 second, because I feel like he does this all the time where he tries to guilt everyone that didn't show up to his daughter's sweet 16 while not attending anybody's wedding.
Billy. 13, bat mitzvah. 13.
Okay, whatever
it is. He
went
to my wedding.
He didn't go to my wedding. He didn't go to Chris's wedding, but he tries to kind of make us feel bad for not going to this bat mitzvah years ago.
Yeah, well, I just try to make Dan feel bad. I mean, listen, I understand. You guys couldn't go. It's fine. I get it. I mean, listen, it's my daughters were turning into adults. That's what the bat mitzvah is all about. You turn into an adult, and Dan wasn't there to see them turn into adults.
Billy, did he get you a gift?
Listen, he took the buyout, and so, you know, I mean, I'm very happy. He paid for my kids' college. It's amazing.
Billy, Chris, did he get you guys a gift? Did he get you guys a gift for your wedding?
He did. He gave me a card with a nice chunk of quiche in it.
Yeah, he gave me a nice card, a nice check. It wasn't signed, so then for like a week after, I was like, what do I do about this? Do I go up to him and say, you didn't sign this? Because I didn't know if it was like intentional or not, because he knew I probably wouldn't approach him about giving me an unsigned check. So eventually we made the awkward exchange where I like took the gift card, or not the gift card, the card with the check out of my bag and handed it to him, and he signed it. He's like, there you go, congratulations. And that was it.
Yeah.
It was weird.
It was more like, I'm sorry.
It was a sorry. It was an apology. You thought you had me there, huh, Danny?
Yeah, I did. I thought for sure you... Well, you haven't gotten me a wedding gift.
There it is.
I did. I showed up. I mean, that was my gift.
I have a question. I'll get out of the way. I do have a question, though. Stugatz, just explain it to me because I don't understand, and I'd like to know if our CEO understands. How is Stupidity already sponsored by DraftKings?
Oh, what do you mean? I mean, what do you think? Easy money. I'm not going to say no to it. What are you talking about? I'm going to paint that thing like a NASCAR. Are you kidding me? I mean, why shouldn't I take it?
Well, I think there's a protocol, though. I think you probably need to get approval. I don't want some of it. No, I don't want any.
I was doing it for the company. I mean, whatever this, you know, the company, I was doing it for them just to try to bring some revenue in. Listen, here at the end of this, you're going to think I did it for me. I didn't. I did it for you. I'm protecting Dan from Dan because, you know, you're staying on the air all the time. You're bleeding. I want the bleeding to stop. And so I'm trying to help out with some sales here on Stupidity. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. You know, I'm trying to help you out, my friend.
But you haven't told me what you got for it, and I haven't seen any of the money for it, and I don't know that there is any money for it for us or the company.
There's a billing cycle, Dan, so we will eventually send them a bill for what it is that we did, and they will eventually pay us like they always have. That's the way it works. I have not instructed them to send it to me. I talked to Bimmel, and I said send 50% to me and 50% to the rest of the company. How about that?
Who's Bimmel?
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, I don't know who that is. Just made up a name. Anyway, I'm on the Sawgrass going southbound right now.
Paint the picture.
Paint the picture. Well, it's an overcast day up here. I don't know how it looks down there. Not a lot of cars on the road. There's not a lot of action on the Sawgrass. It's really the most boring part of my drive. It's just a connection to get me to the turnpike going south. Where I, you know, a good bulk of my drive is spent, and I will take you through that. But this is kind of a boring portion of the drive, the old Sawgrass Express.
Hey, man, there's nothing wrong with a little boring portion of a drive. You know, you can't have the exciting parts of a drive if you don't have the boring parts too.
To my right is a big, massive truck with big, huge cement blocks on it. I said earlier, Chris, like a few weeks ago, I said the most dangerous thing. The most frightening thing in a highway is when you pass a truck that has a rack of cars on it that's all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
I got to tell you, a truck with a bunch of, you know, concrete blocks on it just flying all over the place, that is also my top five things, scariest things to pass on a highway. I just
what are the other three?
The other three. You got debris going everywhere.
I haven't really thought that. Yeah, I haven't thought that through really, Bill.
You know the ones with the little rocks inside, like the dump trucks with the little rocks? Not super scary,
yeah.
But they dent your hood because they're all jumping out of the top of the thing, or they slide out the bottom. The worst.
How about big gas trucks? Big, giant, wobbling gas trucks.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, gasoline trucks. Yeah.
Can't get away fast enough.
So do we have anything else to round out the lamest top five ever?
Oh, no, this is a good top five.
Driving behind Roy.
Yeah, Roy. Just anywhere near Roy.
Keep my name out of your mouth.
I guess what about someone on a motorcycle? Doesn't that make you nervous? It's like, hey, I don't want to hurt you.
I don't like people on motorcycles. I'd be annoyed. Yeah. Maybe the whole road is theirs, you know?
Get over yourselves, motorcycle guy.
Exactly. Worse driver than I am.
All right, so I'm inching closer here to the let me cancel this. I don't know how to use all these car features. Hold on a second. I'm using Waze. I'm looking at the screen. Hold on a second.
Stugatz, have you tried to do the two birds with one stone thing and start banging out some cameos on your drive-in?
So I did a cameo before I drove in. I sent it out because there's a timer set on these things. Mm-hmm. Dan, if I just start... If I just stop at any time during the show, it's because there's a one-minute alarm that comes up that says you got to get this cameo done. So I might just be rattling a bunch off today.
Guys, what's going on with the cameos in Stugatz? How far behind is he? Because I know you guys were making fun of the fact that he didn't get to any of them until Sunday. And Billy was wondering, as was I, if Stugatz was waiting for all the cheap ones to expire so that he could go back to charging everybody $80 instead of giving anyone anything for
$39. $80. He's at $159. Yeah. It's not $80.
Yeah. People are still buying them. How about that? Yeah, people are still buying. Hey, am I getting onto the turnpike here? Hey, how about you use a blinker, dude? Jesus Christ. Everyone's merging with the Sawgrass over the over to the turnpike south. You either go north or south. You have a choice. You keep going straight, and you're on Southwest 10th Street. I'm going south. A lot of people going north. But I'm telling you, once a day, I yell at someone because they try to get over to this right lane that I've been in for 5 minutes because I'm trying to drive responsibly. And he doesn't use a blinker. It's annoying. I am sailing right now on the turnpike going about 102 miles per hour, boys. I mean, I am flying right now. Waze has me there. Oh, look, I love the game that I play with Waze every morning. Waze, yeah, it's a great game. They give me a time that I'm going to arrive, and I try to beat that time.
Yep.
Waze is a very dangerous game. I'm telling you, it is a terribly dangerous game. Where it has me there at 9:03, and now I am pacing at 9:01. I'm 2 minutes ahead of schedule.
Look at you.
Dan, you're going to see me earlier than...
He just got off.
Yeah, and you guys didn't do anything with the cameo. Like, we asked him a question about cameo.
I was trying to get in about that. To answer your question, he has to be behind on that because he has way more than I do, and I have a couple that are like, you know.
Billy, what's going on with Stugatz's cameo?
The thing is, Dan, it's private, so you don't know how many requests someone has. But if we believe what he said, which why would we? He said the other day that he had 200 requests, and that was on the first day. So you have to assume that he does have a lot, even though he raised his price three or four times since, that he has a ton that are now way backlogged that he's going to have to get to. And there's only a certain amount of time to do them. And I don't know how you guys experience this, but it's not a quick process for me. Like I will spend hours and knock out like 20 in a day.
You guys are doing
6 hours.
Great. You guys are really doing great. I have enjoyed you guys staying in your personalities and doing them, but I haven't seen very many from Stugatz.
Oh, I've done a bunch. What are you talking about? So, Dan, understand that I wasn't active on Cameo until last Tuesday, and I set my thing at 7 days to fulfill. So what Billy's trying to tell you is a lot of those orders came in last Tuesday on that first day when I had my price at the lowest. And I think Bill's probably concerned I'm not going to get all the ones that are due today done, but I am telling you I am making a pledge to the people on Cameo that I will get it done. I am not going to leave any single person without a Cameo that they paid. And if I don't get it done, I'll do it for free. If I don't get it done, I'll do it for free. How about that?
A pledge?
That's impossible.
I think God's made a pledge.
Totally.
You're not going to do it for money, but you're going to do it for free.
But I did.
And Stugatz, not to throw stones, because I'm not, you know, changing into a bunch of outfits for this, but you did kind of promise, you know, a bunch of Braves hats, a bunch of, you know, I'll put on this shirt for this guy. I'm seeing a lot of the same outfit in Stugatz's cameos.
No, you're right. Well, listen, I'm trying to bring Sports Fanatics in as a third party sponsor.
Here we go.
And
trying to sell cameos.
Yeah, I'm getting close to getting the deal done. Now, again, keep in mind, I'm doing this with a company, Dan. I will be sending that revenue to you. I promise you. Okay. I promise you.
You're the best, man. I love you so much.
I love you too. All right, listen. I am passing the Pompano Center here. You know, the rest stop area, the last one you have before that 3-hour trek up to Orlando. I'm passing it. Listen, I'm not going to lie to you. If I'm late occasionally, Dan, this is the, because I don't have a car right now, so I'm driving around in my wife's car. And this is the portion of my drive where I occasionally pull over for a heater, a little dart. You know what I'm saying? A little morning dart.
Guillermo, put it on the pole.
Little morning game of dart.
Put it on the pole, Guillermo.
For cigarettes.
At Lebatard Show. When Stugatz starts a thought with, I'm not going to lie to you, does it often produce a lie?
morning darts.
I don't think he's lying.
I'm not
going to
stop
one.
This morning because, you know, I don't want to be late. So Pompano Service Plaza on my left, I'm passing right now. A little Shell gas. I love a good service area.
I love it.
A gas station, a little Pizza Hut, a little Wendy's, a little Dunkin' D's, you know, a store to buy some darts. I mean, the dart store. It's got it all.
Oh, it really is the best. It's an underrated place, the rest stop.
How do you guys feel about Dunkin' dropping the donuts from their name?
It was a bold move, but I think it'll work out for them.
I don't like it.
Well, that went well.
They can change it whatever they want, but they call it Dunkin' Donuts. That's what it is.
Yeah. It'll always be DD to me.
So, I'll see some good billboards. I mean, so I'm flying down the turnpike here, Dan. I got Wade has me at 9:01. So I have 2 minutes ahead of schedule, guys. 2 minutes driving 88 miles per hour right now.
Nice.
Congratulations. Bump it up to 95 when we get here.
What do you want me to do, 95?
Nothing. No, don't do that.
Let's go.
No,
okay. All right.
Did you have breakfast today, Stugatz, or not yet?
No, it's funny. Abby made me a very nice, you know, a good, nice little bagel with some toasted with butter on it. And yesterday, after complaining she doesn't make me anything, she made that for me, and I forgot to bring it with me. But I got a sandwich in my bag. Chicken cutlet in my bag. All right, passing Commercial Boulevard.
I don't know why I love this so much.
We live in the Wawa brisket sandwich. Whoa, a little billboard for a Wawa brisket slider. How about that?
Overrated. Wawa. Don't get me started on
that. Wawa?
Yeah.
Why?
It's just, you know, it's a gas station. And everyone likes to think it's this, like, you know.
Wait, hold on, Dan, right now, listen to me. On my left, I have a truck. On my right, I have not one but two fuel tanks, okay?
Speed
and I have
through.
A gap. Guys, I'm going to shoot the gap. I'm shooting the gap.
Do it. Do it. Shooting it.
Right
shoot the gap.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
Right through you. Boom, right through you. Boom, right through you. Right through the gap, man.
Dangerous
game. I'll tell you, my offensive line. Now, there's a guy in front of me, and he opened up a hole. I'm telling you, like the size of a football field, and I plowed right through it. And that's what other drivers do for other drivers. Mm-hmm. Chris, you form a little, Billy, you thought this, you form a little offensive line in front of you.
Lead
and you
blockers.
Just follow them wherever they go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the way I approach driving, like I'm a running back. Yeah.
Yep.
Save some gas, yeah.
I'm averaging 180 miles per drive.
Jesus. Good God.
Drive hurts.
Stugatz, Devonta Smith, real deal, am I right?
Nope.
I think we're all learning together why we recorded this last time, and it was heavily edited because you know, there's some lulls sometimes.
Hey, man, it's a drive.
Bill, I'm driving and trying to concentrate at the same time. And what else? I mean, listen, I just shot a gap. I mean,
hell yeah.
What else do you want?
I mean, do you ever pull out of the fast lane because someone behind you is coming fast, or are you the guy that just stays moving slow and refuse and make them go around you?
Wow.
Well, so usually it depends. So if I'm in the fast lane, I'm going to go fast. Like I'm there right now, I'm going 86 miles per hour, okay? But if a guy has upset me enough somewhere at some point in the drive, because it's a very long drive, I will absolutely get in that left lane. I will sit there at 55 and not go a mile per hour faster. Yeah.
I like that. I like that you have driving.
Billy, I try to box them in because I'll try to do that right next to a car in the middle lane.
Exactly.
And just stay there speed and they can't go.
Love that game. Good. Love that
game. I'm glad that we're on this because I was going to ask you about driving friends and driving rivals where you go on a drive and you see the same cars and you become friendly with some of the cars and other cars become your driving rivals and they'll speed past you and then you'll see them either get a ticket or you'll see that they slowed down and then you pass them and you're like, that's what you get. So I'm glad to find out that you also have driving rivals.
This game is so good. When someone annoys me and I get next to a car and not letting someone pass me, there is no greater feeling than when you have successfully blocked somebody trying to go fast. Oh, what a feeling.
It's great. Yeah. It's like you're the offensive line trying to keep your running back because you don't like him very much off the field. And you're trying to have him gain negative yards instead of positive yards. You're right.
Do you think that's ever happened with an offensive lineman? They're like, I hate this running back. I'm going to block terribly for him or just not let him through.
Yes. Why wouldn't it happen?
I mean, because he's on the same team and he wants them to succeed.
Because they're professional athletes and they'll get fired if they do that?
Yeah, but Dan, you don't think of the history of sports that's ever happened where a running back has done something so bad to one of his offensive linemen. The guy does a block for him. I mean, of course it's happened. Or quarterback.
I believe on occasion a quarterback maybe has gotten hit because an offensive lineman is mad at him about something. I don't believe that that would last very long or that it wouldn't be obvious very quickly because it's rare that you see an offensive lineman give up 4 and 5 sacks in a game.
I mean, it did happen to Willie Beeman, if you remember. He ran his mouth and all of a sudden he got hit on the blind side.
That's a good point, Chris.
Thank you, Stu. Thank you.
I've been checkmated, Stu Gatz. I don't have anything. Beeman. It did happen to Willie Beeman from Any Given Sunday, a football movie.
My name is Willie.
Where
Willie
an eyeball.
I got the ladies. Scream.
Was on Dan, the field. You're into kind of like, you know, psychology of sports and human nature. Like, you don't think maybe, you know, all right, 2-12, Carson Wentz is overpaid. He's making $8 gazillion. I'm an offensive lineman, not making nearly as much. I'm tired of him. He's not very good. Our team sucks. I'm going to let him get sacked. You don't need that to happen?
I think you should do the car ride in, and I should get out of this because all I do is ruin it. So you
go ahead and do your own work here. If I wasn't having this discussion with you, I'd be having it with someone. I mean, maybe myself, perhaps my brother. I mean, maybe Chris, somebody. I mean,
Carson Wentz, by the way. Stu Gatz, Carson Wentz sitting pretty now, huh? Now that they got Doug Peterson out of there?
I know. He's looking good. Jeffrey Lurie. Listen, that owner graduated from Clark University, the same place I graduated. She's a little more in his life than I am.
You know what I miss that we haven't seen lately? Back to, you know, the linemen and quarterbacks and all that. Remember, like, every year we used to see, like, after the last game of the season or the last couple weeks of the season, the ridiculous presence that quarterbacks would get their line? I don't feel like I've seen that in a couple of years. Did they stop being charitable?
Did you see Kyler Murray got each of his offensive linemen a painting of themselves, original artwork? He got each of them, and I'm thinking they didn't like that gift.
What did he get them?
A painting of themselves. He got original artwork for each of his offensive linemen that was a painting.
Yeah, that's let him get sacked a lot next year, I promise you. Murray! Anyway, I'm passing the, I am on the final bend here of my turnpike portion of the drive. There's the good Greek. God, I see it. The guy is everywhere, the good Greek. I am passing the Hard Rock Guitar Hotel. Have you guys been there yet? It looks nice, man.
I have been there, and it is nice, but I lost like $400 in the casino. What?
You've been gambling during COVID, dude?
No, this was like in January. This is like in January when I stayed there.
It is January.
Okay. Oh, my God, it is January. Holy shit. Last January.
I'm looking at these paintings now. Nice gesture. Totally worthless gift. Who's going to want to buy a painting of number 68? Like, you cannot possibly resell that. That really only means something to him. What an odd gift. I mean, I get, you know, it's the thought that counts, but like, I never think that in a gallery or in like, what's it called? Like Sotheby's, Sotheby's, Dan, you know about art. What is it called? Where they do the auction of the famous art Sotheby's. And then it shreds itself.
Sotheby's.
Yeah. I never see number 64 for the Arizona Cardinals lineman art being on sale in Sotheby's.
He hasn't gotten paid yet, Kyler Murray.
There's
though,
not an R in Sotheby's. I don't think.
Sotheby's? Sotheby's? What's it called?
Sotheby's.
I think it's Sotheby's.
Sotheby's, man.
Sotheby's.
Yes.
Wow. I think during the telecast last night, they showed that Hard Rock Guitar Hotel. I mean, and listen, people get tempted by what they see on TV down here all the time. If they only knew what was 17 steps from that hotel, which is the foulest, grossest area in the United States of America, 441, I mean, they would never spend a second there. Not a second.
I saw
anyway, here are my boys. Oh, I just passed a Stinger Isco and Cohen sign here. No
port. I saw a crazy fight in the parking garage at the Hard Rock on Only in Broward yesterday. Seemed a bit out of control.
Those Only in Broward's, Only in Dades are a gold mine.
What do you think best case scenario, most downloads would be on this drive to work? Dan probably is hoping a crash, right? Like
that would I was thinking to myself when you were speeding through the tankers and stuff, if we would air the sound of an explosion. If we would air some sort of horrible calamity. I was wondering it to myself as you sped through gas tankers.
Like, where's the line? Like, what awful thing could happen that we would air?
I think Stugatz would like to go out that way. No, Stugatz? Like, your last words on air? Brought to you by DraftKings?
Murray!
Hold on a second, I'm laughing.
God, that's $5.
I've been taking notes, Stugatz, during this segment, and I've caught on to a couple of things. Also,
this is the way I'd like to go out. Sorry, Mike.
All right, jeez. So I've been taking notes, and I came up with an idea for a bit called Stupidity, because I don't know if you saw Ken Jennings' first show was on Jeopardy yesterday, and I've been drawing a Jeopardy board with a bunch of topics.
Nice.
And the whole idea behind Stupidity is you're the host and you have to grade everybody on how they deliver the answers. But since it's Jeopardy, only one answer at a time. So if it's adequate for you, you award them the dollar value. So one of them is please, dot, dot, dot. And then like I'll take please for 100. And then you're like, Joe Judge. And then I just go, Joe Judge, please. You know, you're blaming the Philadelphia Eagles for not winning you a game. You're 6-10, you idiot. How dare you complain about somebody else? And then you award me if it's like agreeable.
Overruled.
To you.
I like that. Yeah.
If it's
like
agreeable
that.
To you, you give me $100. So that's one of the things that I wrote down.
I like that. So basically, it's where I would go with the Joe Judge take. If you get it right, you get it right.
Yeah, I get the $100 dollar value, and then we move on, and I control the board. Then I'll go dangerous game for
$300. This is not my $100, though, right? This is Dan's $100.
No,
right?
it's just the game. So I'll do all the work. You just host, and then maybe put it on Supodity and get all the credit for it, even though there's sponsors on it that no one knows how exactly we did it, and the production on it was kind of suspect this week. But another thing that I wrote down.
I mean, it only had over 100,000 downloads. I don't know what else you want me to do.
Very successful. One of the things that I wrote down was Stugatz likes to COVID shame, because you did this yesterday when Greg Cody went to a beach, and you're like, what is this guy doing going to a beach during a pandemic? When I think like one of the beach is probably, if you're going to go out in mass, scientifically one of the safer places, yet it's coming from someone that has no problem hopping on a bird and going to Delaware every week.
Yeah. I mean, I love you, but who tested positive for COVID? You or me?
Damn.
Yeah, goddamn is right, Roy. He checkmated him there.
Wow.
COVID shamed you too, Mike.
I mean, yeah, we'll play the result there, I guess. My guess is you tested negative because you got the antibodies at this point. And another thing that I wrote down is, listen, Stugatz cannot take any feedback, because he literally has started every point in this podcast with the word listen, and he himself doesn't actually listen. And I've told him this several times. You have to stop leaning on that verbal tick.
It's a crutch.
Because as you age, more of these things pop up. And you're out here on Supodity. You said that you could do Sunday Night Football without Michaels. And I'm pretty sure the first bit of feedback those producers would tell you in your ear 3 minutes in is stop saying listen to start every sentence.
Listen, you're right. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, you are passing the Hard Rock right now, Mike.
The Hard Rock.
I got to tell you, like, watching the game last night, that this stadium is as aesthetically pleasing as any stadium in America. It looks super nice, does it not?
It does. How about those beautiful camera angles? How about those camera angles last night? That was so cool.
Yeah, that was cool. Alabama, God, saving 7 national championships. Wow. All right, I am getting to the most frustrating part of my job. It's the end of the turnpike. There is no more turnpike. The turnpike is over.
Ah, the merge.
All lanes flow into I-95.
Is there a line right now? Are we going to skip it? Are we going to go in that left lane, go all the way, and then cut across?
No, don't get pulled over.
If I do, I'll tell them I'm Dan.
I've done it literally every day. I've gone to work on South Beach, and I've never gotten pulled over at that spot. Roy.
I know, but I got to survey how it works. Chris, sometimes I go left lane because I think that takes you 826, and I could sail there and cross over to the right.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes I go right lane and I skip over to the left.
Ah, the old skip.
Right at the last second. But I have to see if Waze tells me if there's any cops around. And mm-hmm. Waze hasn't told me that yet. So I'm still evaluating, surveying the situation here. I am right laning right now. It looks like the better option.
Are you
totally illegal?
Are you a proactive Waze guy, Stugatz? Like, will you mark a cop if you see one?
No.
I do that. Like when I'm on a road trip, I like being a team player, a Waze team player. I like to, if I see a cop, I mark that cop so the next guy behind me doesn't get caught. Billy, you see
a little behind schedule right now. It's got me there at 9:06 a.m. That's because of a little traffic mounting up here, guys.
You seem to be moving really smoothly so far, though.
I am right up until here, Bill. This is where it all goes to shit right here. This is where I regret where I live every single day when I get to this point of my drive right now where I'm at. Because if I was not in this right lane, I'd be all the way back by the stadium right now just trying to get myself on the 95 South. That's how far the track. I want you to imagine where this thing is, this junction, and then think if I was waiting all the way back in the stadium, because that's how far back it is right now. I mean, I just cut about 3/4 of a mile of people right now. Now I'm hopping into the left. No, I'm staying right, Chris. I'm staying right. I think I can squeeze a little more juice out of this one.
That's
wide over. There's a cop. I'm over. hold up, Dan.
I told you, man.
Chris. I'm good.
Dangerous game.
I'm good.
You're good? You're in the clear?
So, yeah.
If you got pulled over, that would be great. That would be good for the pod.
I took the 826 West right lane, Chris, almost until the last possible second. And I'm only telling Chris this because he knows it. And it popped over to 95. I probably just shaved, 4 minutes off my drive. 4 minutes.
No better feeling.
Maybe 5. It's a good feeling. So now Waze has me back at 9:03. I'm going to beat you, Waze.
I love that game too, the game where you beat Waze.
Oh, it's the best.
Where you do everything you can just to beat the time that is, and you're like, you stupid computer, you don't know what's going to happen, when it's like scary accurate that they can tell you exactly what time you're going to get there.
Mm-hmm. I know. But you like talking crap to Waze, right?
That should be a show. Stugatz, actually, hey, let's pitch this, Stugatz. You've heard of Beat Shazam with Jamie Foxx. Here's Beat Waze with Stugatz, where you just go places and you put in the address and it tells you what time you're going to get there and you do everything in your power, legally or not, to beat Waze.
I like it. But it's a game I play every morning.
I need a fifth category for my Jeopardy game. Right now, I have these are the categories, Stugatz. And as the host, I want you to, you know, give me your feedback on this. I have please, .. We went through what that would be. I have dangerous game as a category. Mm-hmm. I have listen as a category. And I have this guy really as a category. I need a fifth category. And now I thought of potent potables just as a swerve. But I think it should really still be on brand. Is there another tick that you have that I can include as a category?
What's the thing where he like before he gets going at the beginning of a sentence?
Give me a break, Mike.
Give me a break is good. Yeah.
Potpourri.
Zip it up.
You'd be ashamed of yourself.
Ooh, shame dispensing.
Yes, shame dispensing is good too. I really like please as a game. Can we play please right now with Stugatz? Can we just do that now? The game is still in its embryonic stage, so it's too early to play it.
Yeah, we could play a game that's that. Chris, do you dare go right on this service? You know, everything's flowing into 95 right now, okay?
Yep.
There's this little service lane that is wide open to the right. Now, if you get in it, it will take 5 minutes off your drive. If you get pulled over, it's a $220 ticket. How do I know? I've been pulled over. I've done it. but it seems wide. It seems wide open right now. Do you know the lane I'm talking about?
I do. That one's a little too dangerous for me, even. I have not done that. Unless I'm like really, I think I might have done it like once or twice if I'm really
Stugatz, have you ever gotten in the wrong lane so you're not in the fast lane or the expensive lane and you end up just driving over the plastic cones? How many times have you ever done that at all? Have you done it very much?
Yeah, I've done it. So when I'm not going to do it now, but I've done it several times because we used to have to be on the air at a certain time. And if I felt like, where I had a Mike and Mike or a Golic and Wingo appearance, if I felt like I wasn't going to be there in time, I would do whatever I had to do. And yes, to answer your question, yes, I have both gone from the main lane to 95 over to the express lane and driven over the cones. And I have left the express lane because there was an accident to hop back onto the main 95. I've done it both ways, dude. You do what you got to do.
No,
I mean, that's what driving and traffic is all about.
But it has nothing to do with when the show starts, okay? If I pay $9.40 to get into the express lane and I get into that express lane and it comes to a screeching halt and everybody in the regular, the freebie people, are just flying by me, I don't give a shit. I don't care what time the show starts. I am getting over that. I am barreling over those things and I'm getting back into the fast lane. I paid $9.40.
Terrible driver, Tristan.
I paid $9.40 to go slower than the people.
Wait, hold on a second. What's the most you guys have paid to do that? $9?
If it's
no, but I've seen it expensive sometimes. Yeah. If it's above 25 cents, I'll wait an hour and a half and I'll go in the slow lane.
Billy, when the Heat were like really going, when the big three were down here and you would drive north to south to get to those games, I'm telling you, the times where they added it at $25, $30. And I took it every time.
My Sun Pass is the one thing my mom still pays for me, so I don't worry about that.
Oh, Lord.
Pass
Greg on today?
An accident, guys.
Have you thanked her?
I got an accident.
Greg is on today.
A little Peloton bike. None of these Peloton trucks. I mean, Jesus Christ, Peloton.
Guillermo, put it on the poll. Are you
take that bike to some sort of high rise in Miami where some guy is going to get on the bike and look across a window and sees a beautiful lady on a bike doing the same exact routine at the same time. I mean, what a crock of shit.
Unless they want
to
sponsor.
I'm trying to get Peloton as a sponsor.
I was going
to
say, it seems like you were
not as a sponsor.
It seemed like you were unable to close the Peloton deal with the amount of freedom you had there ripping them.
They chose Stephen A. Smith. I mean,
weren't we supposed to get some Pelotons? Guillermo, put it on the poll, please. Are you surprised at all that Chris's mom is still paying for his Sun Pass? Stugatz, I'm going to go get you your coffee now so it's here nice and warm when you get here. Don't throw any questions to me.
Okay, thank you, Dan. I appreciate that. I am in the express lane now, guys. This is very exciting. Express lane. I am sailing. Now, Chris, here's what I will also do. I'll tell you, the rare time I do not hop into the express lane, because I feel like 95 is open, and then you see someone who paid $8 to be in the express lane, and they are sitting in traffic, because in the express lane, it's just too late.
Yeah.
So if there's an accident, you will be waiting for days in that express lane, okay?
Yeah.
Tell me you haven't driven past laughing at the people in the express lane paid $8 while you are sailing along for free.
No, I'm usually that sucker that's sitting in the express lane, and that's why I end up barreling over those things because I'm like, this is bullshit.
Make a mistake. Don't always take the express lane, Chris.
It's a dangerous game, though, because sometimes it starts slow, and then, like, you think you're screwed, and then it picks up, and then the fast lane on the right ends up being slowed down by Miami. It's a dangerous game.
You said dangerous game 6,000 times today.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's also margin of error. That's what it's all about, Chris. It's you have two lanes here. If the slightest thing happens in the express lane, it will screw up your entire day, okay? Mm-hmm. But on 95, on the main area, you have four or five lanes. And so even if something happens, you can still get through it a little bit quicker. You know what I'm saying?
What do those cones or columns or poles or whatever do to your car when you run them over? Because I'm always worried that it'll either not dent my car, but maybe like scuff the paint or like do something underneath. It's really the underneath that I'm worried about. The thing popping up and hitting like a hose of some kind and messing something up in my undercarriage.
I want to say what it is.
Are you asking me?
It's a dangerous
game. What am I,
game.
A mechanic?
It has scuffed the paint. It has scuffed the paint on other people's cars. So, yeah.
That does
happen. Roy, did they make them like steel or something? Like, did they make them so you can't run them over now?
No, they're still plastic. They're just very, very hard plastic. And I'm afraid that the thing that the plastic is attached to on the actual highway portion is, can like pop your tire. So I would be very leery of doing that, switching over.
Okay. I mean, it's Chris, the first time you drove over them, you were a nervous wreck. It's like driving over the spikes when you return your rental car, right?
Yeah, but it's like having sex. Once you do it one time, you're good.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to scare anyone because if you drive by, they're all knocked down. So it seems like people are willing to just hit them.
Is that how sex works?
Yeah. I don't think that's how it works.
Well, I didn't really get the sex comparison.
It's a saying. It's a saying as old as time. Once you do it once, you're good.
You see that? You see that heady play that Dan just made over here, leaving to get coffee?
I don't know about you guys. I feel like it's really opened up since he left. I feel like we're freer now. We're all just
you're in
like,
the express lane.
Exactly.
Right.
Oh shit! Almost an accident. Holy shit! I'm not even joking. Express lane. Everyone stopped. Holy mother!
Stugas, you know someone that you should talk to on Stupidity? And maybe
wait, hold
not.
On a second, Billy. Yes. Billy, hold on. Stanger, Green, and Finer. Little billboard. You really think they got this guy 350K? Here's what I would ask this guy. Here's what I would ask the guy on the billboard, okay? Maybe they did get him 350K. How much were they supposed to get him, though? Right, exactly. How much did the attorney get? Oh, a little cop action here. Billy, save that stupidity question. Hold on, a little police action here.
A little plaction.
Let me see what's happening. A little pullover on the express lane here.
I heard that beeping from your car forcing you to slow down there.
Yeah, it was telling me to slow down, right? Like, the car, like, stops itself. And why is the cop pulling a guy over an express lane? I mean, listen, if you take the express lane and pay, what you're paying for is the right to go 190 miles per hour if you want. Give me a break.
These cars stopping themselves, by the way, you want to talk about a dangerous game.
I don't like
that. That's a dangerous game. I mean, all of a sudden it's going to happen.
I don't like it either.
When it's not supposed to happen, there's going to be like
I'll crash if I want to crash. Okay,
thank
car.
You. I'll stop when I want to stop.
Oh, a little accident to my right, Chris, in the main lane.
Little axie.
Billy, what were you telling me about stupidity?
Well, so we were talking about, now it doesn't make sense because we've moved well past it, but we were talking about, you know, the traffic cones and barricades and all that. I think you should talk to Bob from Bob's Barricades because Bob's Barricades seems to have a monopoly on barricades. I don't know if it's just a thing down here or if it's a nationwide monopoly. And the guy has to live in a castle of traffic cones. Because every traffic cone that I see is a Bob's Barricade, and I need to know how much Bob is worth, how he built this empire of barricades. I don't know if this is a thing that you want to talk to him about, but I feel like someone needs to talk to Bob.
Oh, he's a millionaire. He's got to be.
Why don't we talk to him? Why don't we all talk to him?
I'm down to talk to him. Stu, guys, I'm thinking we make a cheaper barricade. We call it Stu's Barricades.
Oh, I like that.
No.
I like that.
I don't think Bob's someone you want to cross in the barricade world.
That's true.
Bob's probably a badass. I tend to agree with Billy on that.
Well, so let me tell you something. The other day.
But maybe we could partner with him on barricades somehow.
I don't think he needs us.
Oh, my God.
I think Bob's got it figured out.
God. Wait, Chris Whittingham just sent me this article in the chat, and this Bob is not who you think he is. His name is Happy Alter, and he looks like a Bob. His name should be Bob looking at a picture at him, but apparently this Bob's real name is Happy Alter.
Hmm. So did he inherit Bob's company? Did he somehow cheat Bob out of his fortune? What happened here? How did Happy become the king of the Bob's Barricade Empire?
I would have thought Happy Barricades would have been a better name.
Bob's more relatable.
Yeah, but what's Happy been a barricade? I mean,
that's true. Yeah. Barricades are boring.
Think about the barricade game. Think about the barricade games, Stugatz, that you need to worry about. I was getting ice cream the other day. An ice cream truck drove around in the neighborhood. I heard it. I got excited. I ran outside to get ice cream for the first time in over a decade.
Ice cream truck.
I know. Yeah. I think it's something we all take for granted, the ice cream truck. And then you finally get to it. It turned the corner. I then had to go around the other way to try to cut it off so that I wouldn't be running down the street to chase this ice cream. Anyway, I saw the ice cream man, and he's just kind of casually driving around. He has the two big coolers in the back of his truck. He's just handing out ice cream. I go, you know what? This seems like a nice like side gig / retirement gig. Just kind of drive around the neighborhood, sell some ice cream. You know, I don't want to say anything, but you know, maybe you fudge you the whale the numbers there because it's all cash, so nobody knows how much you're actually making. Not that I'm saying that anybody does that, but you just go to a good park, you pull up, you stop, and then they come, they buy the ice cream, you're good, you go home. But I feel like there's an underworld of the ice cream truck game where people have certain parks and you're not allowed to just go to any park that you want to go to. And I'm wondering what the dark side of the ice cream game is. So maybe after we talk to Bob, we can investigate the dark side of the ice cream world.
Just to
Billy,
put
a- I like the idea. I like the idea of me, you, and perhaps Chris and Roy, if they want, just trying to solve some of life's great mysteries. And I think you're right. Like, this is one of them. I think barricades and an ice cream truck guys are gonna. Can we do this, please? I'm serious.
I'm gonna write this down. Can we do this? We'll come up with a name, but it has to end with blah blah blah. Investigate.
So after research,
I'm on the causeway right now.
Oh, the causeway. Hold on, Chris. The causeway. Yeah, no, this is important.
Passing the. Have you guys gone to the Arch Center for anything? Anything?
yeah, I have.
What,
Roy?
I saw B.B. King.
Wow.
Oh, nice.
I think I saw the Little Mermaid.
Anything else?
Little Mermaid.
Well, that's about it. Yeah.
Just to put a bow on the Bob's Barricades thing, apparently he calls it Bob's just because Bob is a name that people seem to like. That's his reasoning for
it. And it also goes with barricades.
Yeah. Right. It does flow.
Yeah, the old double B.
For the research. You know, you're kind of ruining the investigation.
Yeah, I'm undermining the interview that we do.
Causeway, seeing a cruise. Right. When's the last time you guys were on the causeway? Now that I'm thinking about it.
Last week.
Oh, man, the home stretch. Once you get on the causeway, it's all downhill from there, Stugatz. Stugatz, how often do you make a little pit stop at that Burger King on the way in if you got time?
Usually way home, Chris.
The way out.
I rifle a chicken sandwich with cheese right down my throat.
Little secret snack?
Well, it's lunch.
What's your go-to breakfast from a drive-thru? Not Starbucks included.
Ugh, I'm embarrassed to admit.
You know, I'd say a bacon, egg, and cheese, probably.
I didn't know what a McGriddle was until like 2 years ago.
Really?
I go breakfast burrito from McDonald's.
Really? Mm-hmm. Breakfast burrito. I used to love the Cinni Minis.
Definitely awesome. McGriddle.
Yeah, but they changed to another Cinni Minis.
I am tempted to go through that BK only because I forgot the bagel my wife made.
That was nice of her to make that for you.
It was. It was very nice. I think I guilted her into it yesterday.
And then you leave and she just sees it sitting on the counter.
She has sent me 4 texts, Chris, as soon as I get done with this thing. I mean, I am going to get laced up on text, by my way. Really? You complain about it on air that I make something for you and you leave it here? I mean,
guys, I have another question just thinking about the drive-thru because when you say you were going to go to Burger King, I thought, you know, Burger King hash browns, not the best. I prefer the McDonald's hash browns. Mm-hmm. So not for breakfast, for lunch. If you could make a perfect fast food meal made up of individual ingredients from different restaurants, what would it be like? So for example, McDonald's.
What a great question.
McDonald's has great fries, but they do not have great Coke. Their soda, for whatever reason, tastes a little bit off. I like the soda.
No, Billy's right. I like McDonald's.
McDonald's has by far the better fountain soda.
That's what Billy just said the opposite. I agree. I was on Stugatz's side. I've always thought that McDonald's has elite Coke.
No.
Whoa. Billy's saying that Burger King has the better fountain soda?
He's saying that McDonald's doesn't have good Coke.
Oh, okay. All right. I mean, I don't know, Bill. I think their Coke's good, but anyway, go ahead.
I used to like the High C orange at McDonald's, and then they got rid of that for some reason. I don't know. There's something about the mixture.
Well, we're not talking about these modern, terrible machines that mix all the drinks together. I hate those machines.
No.
That's one area where technology has failed us with those.
I love those machines.
The only reason I like that machine is because it has grape Welch's, and I love grape Welch's.
Yeah, but your grape Welch tastes like orange Welch. It tastes like apple Welch. It combines all the Welch's.
No, you got to push a button. No, you push the button first. You let it drip down a little bit. You clear out whatever the person before you did, and then you're fine.
Dangerous game.
Can I address this with Bill, though, real quick? Because I think this is such a great question. Because I think the chicken sandwich at Burger King is far superior to the one at McDonald's, but the McDonald's fries are far superior to the fries you get at Burger King. You know?
Now, if you throw in Arby's or Checkers, I feel like they have better fries than McDonald's. If you're doing the standard fries, I think I would do. Okay, how about this?
Well, those are seasoned fries.
I'm working in a cheesy gordita crunch as well.
If I'm doing like the big 3, big 4, where you can only do like 1 or 2 things for each, I think I would do a Whopper or double Whopper, whatever you choose. I think I would do McDonald's fries. I do Wendy's chicken nuggets. And then I'd get soda from, oh, you know where I'd save
Wendy's. I'd save my dessert for Wendy's with a Frosty.
Oh, solid.
Mm. Oh, you know what I might do? I might go to Steak and Shake for a patty melt, though.
Mm. Hey, I'm on a guy. I think it's the 11th hour. Get me coffee.
Yell something at him. Heckle him.
Ooh.
You gotta, there's this guy right next to us at the Cleveland. They're selling all this Ohio State merch. Let me tell you, who the hell is buying Ohio State merch today?
You guys, Greg Cody just joined the Zoom also. I had to go by last week in and out to pick up my computer, and I noticed something that was surprising slash alarming. The hotel next to the Clevelander still had all the racks set up for Super Bowl merchandise last year. It looked like a war zone. I don't know if you guys have caught on to that. Time just seemed to stop at that hotel where I guess it's not open anymore. And all the racks with the Super Bowl teams and the Super Bowl logos was still on it. They were empty racks. But it's still just set up. It seemed like time just stopped.
It is. Well,
yeah.
That was set up for Ohio State. And let me tell you, I mean, timing is everything in life. I am going to walk into that thing and I'm going to tell this, like, I'm going to buy one and get two free. I mean, this is the lowest point for Ohio State merchandise, okay? So this guy better give me a serious, serious discount. I'm actually going to negotiate with him. I'm not even joking.
What are you going to
do? Guys, I'm in the garage. How about that? Waze, I kicked your ass. Listen. Waze, I'm here at 9:03. I got here at 8:58. I've been like 5 minutes. How about that?
Look at that. Now you got time.
I'm going to celebrate. I'm going to celebrate with a dart in the garage. I'll see you guys.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.